We've covered a vast amount of ground in this extended meditation on the theme of Patmos times, and we'd like to end by praying that each one of us can live more fully in the power of God's Holy Spirit.
You see, every time Christians get together, we share matters that are prayer worthy. Someone's sick, someone's looking for a job, someone is something, and something's in need of prayer. May the Lord help us to harness the information that we hear and turn it into prayer and take actions in faith that bring about his purposes.
Don't be afraid of the cost. Don't let it sway you. Your Heavenly Father wants to lead and bless you. However much he's done through you already, he's got more in mind.
Where unbelief has robbed you of the fruit and joy of walking in his Spirit, rebuke the unbelief. Where gratitude has shrunk, and it should rather be a glorious shield, may the Lord restore it. And where we've allowed giants to loom too large in our thinking, may the Lord forgive us. Now let's just ask and receive for a moment. I pray, Father, that you'll entrust us now with a greater measure of authority in prayer. Nothing that we hype up, but simply that as we pray for the sick and those in need, more will be healed and more fully.
When we petition for loved ones nearby or far away, may they receive more from you. And may our spirit hear their cry for help.
Release that flow in our lives, both corporately and individually, so that we can lift thousands of people and topics to you as the years go by. And may we live to see many Patmos times open up into something wonderful for you, Lord. Anoint every part of our life. Let there be no no-go areas in any part of them. Be your King, and we yield every part of our lives to you. We love you. Thank you so much that your goodness never fades, it never fails, it goes on forever. And by your mercy, Father, we'll be with you forever. And we look forward to that day. May we bring many, many people with us and sheaves for your glory.